Gemara in Samach Zayin Amud Beis. At the very top has the following memra, second line from the top. Amar Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Rubo HaMakbid Alav Chotzeitz, Min HaTorah. Rashi says Min HaTorah means Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So Halacha Moshe Mitzinai tells us that when it comes to Chatzitza, if you have a Chatzitza that constitutes a Rov and your Makbid on, that's a Chatzitza. Ruba ve'eno makbid al ve'eno chotzeitz. If it's a rov that you're not makbid on, it's not chotzeitz. That's what the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai leaves us with. V'gazru al ruba she'eno makbid mishim ruba ha-makbid. V'gazru al mi'utu ha-makbid mishim ruba ha-makbid. And then there's a second level gzera of rov she'eno makbid atu rov ha-makbid. And mi'ra makbid atu rov ha-makbid. V'ligzru nami al mi'uto she'eno makbid mishim mi'utu ha-makbid. Hikuf gzeira, va'ano neku v'nigzor gzeira l'gzeira. Obviously not. So the Gemara here tells us that there's a lacham of Moshe Mitzinai, lacham of Moshe Mitzinai that rubu ha-makbid is chotzeitz. The gzeira tells you that if you have a chad l'reyasa, then it's also chotzeitz, or a chad l'tivusa. And the Gemara says that if it's tarti l'tivusa, if it's only a mir and ain't a makbid, so that to be gozer would have been gzeira l'gzeira, and therefore we don't go. Fine. But the Gemara here only tells us half of the story. The Gemara says there's a lacham of Moshe Mitzinai, and then there's a gzeira derabanan above and beyond the lacham of Moshe Mitzinai. But what happened before the lacham of Moshe Mitzinai? That the Gemara here doesn't tell us, but for that you have to look at the Gemara in Erev and Daf Dalid and Sukkah and Daf Vav. The Gemara there starts with Psukim, starts with what happened before the lacham of Moshe Mitzinai. So, for example, Erev and Daf Dalid and Mebeis, the Gemara has chatzitza and daraisa in it. The Gemara says that chatzitza is halacha Moshe Mitzinai. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It's a din daraisa. The chsiv rachatz es kol b'saro shelo yehi davar chotzeis bein b'saro l'mayim. So then the Gemara says that, yeah, you have a din daraisa, and then you have halacha Moshe Mitzinai on top of that din daraisa, and then you have our gzeiros derabanan beyond the halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So that's the full picture, that you start out, v'rachatz is called b'sarab b'mayim. That's the din d'oraisa of chatzitza. Then there's halacha Moshe Mitzinai on top of that of rubo ha-makbid. And then you have gzeira d'rabanan of rubo she'en ha-makbid or mi'ur ha-makbid.
How's that second one on the first one?
I'm sorry?
How is the halacha Moshe Mitzinai going on the first one?
Meaning, what would the din d'oraisa have been without the halacha Moshe Mitzinai? Right? What is the parameters of that din d'oraisa of chatzitza before the halacha Moshe Mitzinai? Right? So that's the machlokas Rishonim. What would the din chatzitza have been without the halacha Moshe Mitzinai? So the Me'iri in Nida Samuch Vav Amud Beis Dibur Maskel Afalpi, Samuch Vav Amud Beis Dibur Maskel Afalpi writes as follows. The Me'iri assumes that if not for the halacha Moshe Mitzinai, before we come to halacha Moshe Mitzinai, the starting assumption would have been that the only problematic chatzitza is if it's a chatzitza on kol haguf mamish, a chatzitza that covers the entire body. So I'll just read you a couple lines in the Me'iri. Kain shedvar Torah ha'amar kan perusha al hilchas Sinai shemina Torah lo pasal elam kain bukulo bein makbid bein shein makbid. That the din d'oraisa would have been before the halacha Moshe Mitzinai that chatzitza is only a problem if it's kulo. Uba halacha l'ruba imu makbid. The halacha Moshe Mitzinai tells you even if it's not kulo, even if it's only rubo, as long as it's rubo makbid, then that's a problem of chatzitza. And then there's a gzeir d'rabanan that even Rov she'en ha-makbid and even Miut ha-makbid. So according to the Me'iri, the halacha Moshe Mitzinai is coming to be machmir. The starting assumption in a Torah before halacha Moshe Mitzinai would have been that the only problematic chatzitza is a chatzitza on kula. Comes along the halacha Moshe Mitzinai and expands that and says that even chatzitza's Rov ha-makbid is a problem. So the baseline din d'oraisa would have been only kulo, and halacha Moshe Mitzinai expands that to Rov where you're makbid. That's the Me'iri. The Tosa Rush in Sukkah, Davavam and Beis, quotes such a suggestion that the Lacha Mishmisine comes to be Machmir over Kulo, and he rejects that. And he thinks the mashmos of the flow of the Gemara in Erevin is that the Lacha Mishmisinai is coming to comment both in the case of Rov and the case of Miyut. So the Tosafot Rosh writes as follows. Min HaTorah Lo Pasal Elim Kain B'Kulo. Sorry, so he quotes Apshat, which we saw in the Miri, that Min HaTorah it's only a problem of Chatzitza if it's B'Kulo. And he thinks that's not the case. He thinks that Lachem HaShemisina is actually coming to be Mekel. Without Lachem HaShemisina, we would have said that a Chatzitza is a problem even by a miyut shein makbid, even in the most minimal kind of chatzitza, miyut shein makbid. And the Lacha Moshe Mesina comes and tells you, no, it's dafka rov hamakbid. So the Lacha Moshe Mesina is coming to be mekel. You would have thought that any chatzitza is a problem, even miyut shein makbid. Lacha Moshe Mesina comes to restrict that to rov hamakbid. And he says, lest you think that Halacha Mishmisina has not worked that way, that they only come to be Machmir, and that very Gemara in Sukkah, you see, that's not the case, because there you have the Halacha Mishmisina coming to tell you that Shlishi Safi Lutefach, that before Halacha Mishmisina, you would have assumed that the third wall of a Sukkah needs to be an entire full Mechitza, and the Halacha Mishmisina comes to be Mekel, that it's sufficient to have a Mechitza Tefach. Yeah.
I don't understand the Nachmina between the Raisa and Halacha Mishmisina, meaning like, by like tefillin, like is right. Like midah rice tefillin can be any color, but halacha mimosha misinai, they need to be black, and therefore that's not as strong as the deraisa. Like there's some nafkamina. Like I don't. How's that relevant to us? I mean, like I understand that the halacha mimosha misinai is entirely bal peh, but like right. You shouldn't have the meaning. Like
you're saying, klalei safek. So just as you're machmir and a safek deraisa, you're machmir and a safek halacha mimosha misinai too.
Does anyone say there's an nafkamina?
I'm sorry.
Is there any reason to think there's an nafkamina?
I mean, why would I have two different categories with no nafkamina?
To know how the joshuas work, with and without halacha mimosha misinai.
Meaning that deraisa is just it's just a shot.
Then we're just that. Explaining how they're dashing out, both from the Tukum and the Halacha Moshe Misina.
But I wouldn't call that deraisa. I'd call that pashup shot. And then Halacha Moshe Misina teaches me what the Torah means.
Yeah.
If I call one thing deraisa and one thing is Halacha Moshe Misina, it sounds like it's a very strong derabanan. Like it's a level that's not quite deraisa. In which case, I would think it's a nafkamina.
It's like there is at two different points in time, though. You have the original deraisa, and then God comes and says, now we're going to do this.
I don't believe that's how Matan Torah worked. Well, I wasn't there.
Okay, so that's to figure that out. I mean, the whole sugya there in Eruvin and Sukkah has a wide array of different halachim of Shemini Sinai, is where the Gemara distinguishes between, or is bothered by, the difference between the din d'oraisa and halachim of Shemini Sinai. So I have to figure out what the nafkamin are. But definitely there are many instances where you have a baseline din d'oraisa and then you have a halachim of Shemini Sinai that builds on that, where the Gemara tries to figure out what's the difference between the din d'oraisa and the halachim of Shemini Sinai. So I guess we have to work that out. Okay. Fine. So anyway, that seems to be my focus between the Meiri, the Tosafot Rush quotes. Tosafot Rush is not quoting Meiri, but he quotes some of the same things that we have in the Meiri, and the Tosafot Rush argues whether the Halacha Moshe Mishinai of Chatzitza is coming lahakel or lahachmir over what the, so to speak, original Din D'oraisa would have been without the Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Okay. That's point one. Now, look back at Rashi, Samach Zayin Mebez. Rashi writes, Rubo Rof Sa'aro Kasher Achas Achas. So Rashi says that the Rov we're talking about here in the context of Chatzitza is Dafka Rov Seir. Now we say that Lachem Shemin Sina tells us that Rubo Makbid is Chotzeitz, we're talking about Rov in the hair. Rashi doesn't comment on Rov and the rest of the body, Rov Besara. So what would Rashi say about Chatzitza on Rov Besara? Rashi only says Sayar. So that's at least a four-way machlokes, what Rashi would hold about Chatzitza Bibesara. Tosos, in Eirvin Daftal and Mevez, Gibra Maskel Dvar Torah, quotes Rashi. Rashi says the same thing there in Eirvin that we're talking about Sayar. Pesh Bekuntris Bisaro Mashmo Aval Bisaro Afilu Miuto She'eno Makbid Chotzeitz. So Tosa understands in Rashi, Rashi doesn't write this out himself, but Tosa understands in Rashi that a Chatzitz al Bisaro, even a Miut She'eno Makbid, is going to be Chotzeitz. So Seyar is more Kal, that it only Rubo HaMakbid which is Chotzeitz Mishem HaLachem HaShem HaSinai, and then a Miyot She'ena Makbid, a Rov HaMakbid Midrabanan. When it comes to Basar, even a Miyot She'ena Makbid is Chotzeitz. That's how Tosa understands Rashi, and Tosa has a number of kashyas in Rashi and thinks that that is incorrect Le Halach. Okay, that's Tosa's and Eirvin Daf Dala Nebez, who understands Rashi as being the most extreme, or the most extreme possibility in Rashi, that a Chatzitza al Basara is going to be Chotzeitz even b'miut she'eino makbid. Fine. Tosis in Sukkah, the Vav Amud Beis Yomafkel Dvar Torah, there Tosis writes, Yesh Mefarshim, Dahacha Ayri B'Seyar, of al Basar Chotzeitz afilu mi'uto she'eino makbid. He doesn't say Pirish Rashi, he says Yesh Mefarshim. So some say in Tosos that Tosis there did not understand Rashi the way Tosis in Eirvin did, which is why Tosis there is referring to a different Yesh Mefarshim and not attributing that to Shitas Rashi. But be that as it may, at least Tosis in Eirvin, and maybe Tosis in Sukkah, assume within Rashi that Bibisara, even a Miyot She'eino Makbid, is going to be Chotzeitz. Presumably, Tosis understands within Rashi, like the position of Tosis Arash, that if not for the Halacha Moshe Mishinai, our default position would have been that a Chatzitza is a problem even by Miyot She'eino Makbid. So according to Rashi, the Halacha Moshe Mishinai only comes and tells us a din by Seyar. By Seyar, only a Rov HaMakbid is Chotzeitz. But the Halacha Moshe Mishinai never commented on Basar. And therefore, Al Basaro, we revert back to the original din d'oraisa, so to speak, that a Chatzitza is a problem even by a Miyot She'eino Makbid. So that's the first possibility with Rashi, that Seyar is more Kal, that there a Chatzitza's only problem if it's Rov HaMakbid, Mihalacha Moshe Sinai, and Miyot She'eino Makbid or Rov Miyot She'eino Makbid, sorry, Miyot HaMakbid or Rov She'eino Makbid Midrabanan. But when it comes to Besara, then we revert to what the original din would have been, that even a Miyot She'eino Makbid is going to be Chotzitz. Okay. Tosa Rid, Erevin Dalet Amibes, Dibur Maskel Dvar Torah, understood differently. And Tosa Rid often echoes or reflects Rashi. Tosa Rid there writes, Dvar Torah Ruba Makbet Chotzeitz, Perish Kal Hu Asayar Min Abasar. That hair is more kal than the rest of the body. Shabasar Bikol Shehu Umakbet Alav Chotzeitz. When it comes to basar, even a miut, as long as your makbid is chotzeitz, the aseyar ain't a chotzeitz ache rubo makbid alef. So Allah Mashmasina comes and tells us by seyar it's only chotzeitz if it's rov a makbid. By the rest of the body, as long as your makbid it's a chotzeitz, even if it's a miut. Right? So Tosafot really understood Rashi differently than Tosos. Tosa understood Rashi that when it comes to Besara, even a miyot she'ein a makbid is a chatzitza. And Tosa Rid says, no, only a miyot ha-makbid is going to be a chatzitza.
And then they end up equating it anyway, Darabonon?
And then midarabonon, it all ends up the same. Right. Because midarabonon, even by Sayar, miyot she'ein a makbid is going to be chotzitz. Sorry, a miyot ha-makbid is going to be chotzitz. Right. In the Sefer Shari Tfila by Rabbi Chil Mechel Stern, the nephew of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that we've quoted him before in his other Sefer on Ksamim, the Siman Tezayin, he points out that this Tosarid is Mefurash in the Sefer Pardes and the Sefer Ha'ora, which are two of the works of the Rishonim that are Miuchas to Rashi, Rashi's base Medrash. So there, the Tosarid doesn't say within Rashi, but Tosarid often reflects Rashi. But he just points out that in those Sfarim, based Midrash Rosh HaRashi, it's Beferish, that when it comes to Basar, Miut HaMakbid is a problem, Miut She'en HaMakbid is not. And that's in Ur Zeruah as well. Ur Zeruah in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Osches. Shin Samach Gimel Osches says the same thing within Shitas Rashi as well. Chasen Sofer, Shuva Simon Kuf Sadi Gimel, Yerodea Kuf Sadi Gimel, is Choshesh for this Lahalacha. Meaning to say, Yossi, you're correct that in practice, bottom line, according to this Pshat and Rashi, there's no difference between Sayer and Basar, but there's still a difference between what's Daraisa and what's Darabanan. According to the Tosi Rid's Pshat, it'll come out that when it comes to Basar, if it's Mir HaMakbid, that's going to be Din Daraisa B'Basar, as opposed to B'Seyar, which is only going to be Din Nisa D'Rabbana. So the Chasam Sofer assumes that you should be Choshesh for this Pshat and Rashi to treat a Mir HaMakbid B'Basara B'Gufa as a Safek Daraisa. Yeah.
But we're not Choshesh for the more Machmir opinion of Tosfos and Erevin.
We're not, that's correct, right. And whether we're choshesh for this salacha, maybe the Chasam Sofer is, not necessarily Muskam, but he thinks that you should be choshesh to treat a mir hamakbid begufo as a safek d'oraisa.
He's choshesh for who? For the Tosas Rid?
He's choshesh for this, he doesn't quote it from the Tosas Rid, but he's choshesh for this Pshat in Rashi. He understood in Rashi, like we saw in the Tosas Rid, that min ha-Torah, al-Besara, miyot hamakbid is choshesh, as a din d'oraisa. Okay. There's a third possibility in Rashi, and that emerges from the Ritva. The Ritva in Erev and Dalet Amibeis, the Maskel Ki Yitzdrich, writes as follows. Aval Nira, Shelo Niskav in Rashi Zal Lekach. The Rashi did not mean to say what Tosa attributed to him. El Lashmi Inan, Dibisaro Bilvad Misharin Barov Amit. The Ain Sarach Lashar Barov Haguf the Aseyar Kadasagona. So Rashi says Ruba Rov Saaro. He doesn't mean Rov Saaro Lafuke Rov Bisaro to say that Sayar Chatzitza is Rov Hamakbit. But Basar Chatzitza is even a Miyachena Makbit or Amira Makbit. No. Rashi is coming to tell you that when you cheshbin what's considered rov, what's considered a miyut, that you look at the seyar as a different entity than the basar. And that's the shita sagaon, which we'll see in a moment, that you calculate rov in the seyar differently than rov in the basar. Not to say, we'll see in a moment, this machlokas the gaonim of the Rambam. When you're looking at rov, do you look at the entire body? Or do you only look, if there's a chazis on the seyar, do you look at the seyar as an independent unit? If you have a chazitza that is rov of the hair, but a mir of the entire body, is that considered a chazitza berov or a chazitza b'mir? So that's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Gonim. We'll see that in a moment. And the Rizva says, Rashi's taking a stand on them. Rashi tells you, say, or Rashi's telling you that you split, you look at the Sayar independently of the Basar. Not to say that there's a different standard for Miyut, for Chatzis and a Basar, than the Sayar, just that we look at the Sayar and the Basar as two different units when calculating Rov. So that Machlokas, Rambam Gonim, the Rambam in Mikvos, Perek Bey, Salacha Tesvav. Rambam writes, Shtei Sa'aros Oyeser Shayu Kishurin Ka'achas Kesherach. And so you have two hairs, or more than two hairs, that are tied together in such a way that would constitute a chatzitza. Ein an chotzitzim v'nesha mayim ban behem. So if it's only tied and whatnot, that's not a considered chatzitza because the water can get underneath. V'sara achas shenikshara chotzitzes v'hu sheyeh makbid alev. If you have one hair that's tied in of itself, so then the water can't get underneath. That's a chatzitza, as long as you're makbid. Avalam eina makbid aleha, also lo tefila, ad sheyetei rov sa'aro kasher nima nima b'fnei atzmo kesel haragona. But if you're not makbid, then it's not a chatzitza unless you have rov. Rov she'eina makbid is going to be a problem of chatzitza, midra banan. That's the shita sagaonim, that we only look at the Seyar, we look at the Seyar as an independent unit when calculating Rov. So if you have Rov of the Seyar being a Chatzitza, even though that's a meat of the entire body, that's still considered a Chatzitza Berubo. That's the Shita Sagonim. The Rambam says, V'yeroli, Shesa'aro shel Adam, Kegufa hu chashiv l'inyan tefila. No, that we look at the hair as part of the whole body. The Eino Keguf b'fnei atzmo, it's not like an independent entity, Kadesha Nomar Rov Haseyar, El Afa Pisha Kol Seyar Rosha Kasher Nima Nima, and Mena Makbid Alav Alsala Tvila, El MK Nistar Vlachotzeitz Achar Al Gufo, Venimsa Kol Rubo Gufo Kamo Shebeyar, Rov Gufo Kamo Shebeyar. So the Rambam holds that if you have a Chatzitza on Rov Seyar, but that's the meat of the entire body, then that's considered a Chatzitza Miuto, not Perubo, because you look at the entire body together, we don't look at the hair as an independent unit.
So for the Gaonim and Rashi, according to the Ritva, is the opposite also true? Meaning if, say, like a woman has a chatzitza, like a hair on her body, then what counts as robe is everything minus her, I guess, her head, or maybe her scalp.
Minus her hair. Yeah, correct. We look at the basar as an independent unit, and we wouldn't include the sayer, correct.
Would that mean, like, literally just, this type of question, literally just her scalp, would it, or not the head?
You mean head as opposed to other hair? Sorry, you mean head hair as opposed to other body hair?
Maybe this isn't correct, but my assumption by Sayar is that we're referring to the hair, normal
the hair on the head.
On her head.
Right, correct.
Not any
correct.
Other
not, correct.
So
not other facial hair, not other body
so
hair.
Is it that just her scalp is its own unit, and then her face, neck, etc. is
yes.
the rest?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Okay. You take a look at the Briskarov there in Hilchas Miklos. The Briskarov just has a Hezber, and that Machlokas Ram the Gonim, that what they're arguing about is, in order for something to not be a Chatzitza, the assumption is that it's Roy Lubias Mayim, meaning that for Tefillah to be effective, you have to have the water go around the area that is being Tovel, the body that's being tovel. So under normal circumstances, if you have a chatzitza b'miyuta, let's say, or miyajena makbid, so then it's considered that the body is nipal, that it's roi l'bias mayim, the water the water surrounds the body, and the part of the body where there's a chatzitza, that's a miyut, so it's still considered that the entire body is nipa. But in terms of bias mayim, do we view the hair as a separate entity than the rest of the body? So you can take a look at how the Brisker Rav develops that as the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Gaonim. Now, that shitas ha-Gaonim, that we view the hair as a separate entity when calculating rov in miut for chatzitza, the Me'iri takes a step further. The way the Me'iri quotes it, daftalad mebezen erevin, kakos v'gaonim, nimnei shehem mefarshim rov sa'aro, fine, v'chein b'shar mekomos rov ha'ever. And we also look at other limbs as independent units for the purpose of chatzitza as well. So it's not just the seyar, that's an independent unit, but it's every aver. So you look at if there's a rove of one aver that has a chatzitza, that's considered to be a chatzitza berubo, even though it's a miut of the entire body. So that's the more extreme formulation of the gaonim that that the Me'iri has. Which you don't find in other Rishonim, but that is the Shita Sameiri. I believe that Rosh Hashter thinks you should be choshish for this Meiri. You can check if that's an accurate recollection. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Sifhei, the Mechaber paskins like the Gaonim. The Mechaber writes in Kufsadi Chesif Hei, Shtei Sa'aros Ayosir Shayu Kshurim Ke'echad Kesher Echad Enim Chotzitzin Sa'arachad Shenikshar Echad Tzetzes V'hu Shetei Mekpedes Aleha Aval Eina Mekpedes Aleha Also Latfila Achie Rov Sa'ara Kasher Nimanim of Neasmas. The Mechaber Paskins, like the Gaonim, the way the Rambam quotes the Gaonim, even though the Rambam argues, that you look at the hair as an independent unit when calculating Rov for Chatzitza. And if you look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef thinks that Rov Rishonim assume like the Gaonim, which is why he Paskins that way against the Rambam. The Chachma Sadam writes in Kuf Yates Osei, that maybe you at least have a sex feka. He writes as follows. Tzorach Iyud. The efshar the yeshkan sex veka, the pluksa. Shai Rambam kasav the saaros nechshavin keguf. Vimkein havi miyud al kol panim. So the Rambam holds that we view the hair and the body's entire unit, and therefore even if it's a rove of the hair, but it's a miyud of the whole body, so it's considered a miyud. V'yakasav mishnah shkasav sham she'ena chreya im kegonim akaram. The Kasav Mishnah says it's unclear, even though in the Beis Yosef he writes a rove v'shonim are like the Gaonim, in the Kasav Mishnah he says that there's no Mechreel Alach whether the Paschal had the Ram or the Gaonim. The Intim Salomer Ke Gaonim Disaris Nechshavim Luchud, and even if you assume like the Gaonim that you view the hair as an independent unit, and therefore if you have Rov of the hair, that's going to be a Chatzitza. Mikal Mokom Hakatsav Aprisha, and this is Usher's point, the Safek Im Saaris Rosh Nechshavas La'atzman. He raises the question that maybe we do view all hair on the body as part of Seir, not just the Seir Rosh, even though the default assumption should be that we're talking about just hair on the head. But the preacher raises the question, maybe that's not so pashut. Vim Kain, Af Sharov Saras Harosh Kluim, Adayin Sharas Saras Mutarim, Vain Kanel Miyat Saras. So in a situation where it's the rove of the hair head, but Miyat of all the body hair, rove of the head hair, but meat of the body hair, So then at least you have the tzad and the prisha that that's not considered to be a rov. So then he thinks you have a sex veka, and maybe you can rely on that b'shas atzorach. That's the Chachma Sazem's question, and maybe you end up with a sex veka. And Rav Avadya, who's the champion of the sex veka, writes that since Lamaisa there are a number of Rishonim, like the Rambam, you can definitely make a sex veka and use that when necessary.
Can we go by number of hairs or area?
Do you go by number of hairs or area?
It's like your head hairs. If you go by number of hairs, is much vast majority.
Again?
Your head hairs are like the smallest hairs, so
right,
the vast majority number wise. And you rarely have that case.
Okay. I don't
or is
know.
It just like neva? And it's
I don't know.
That's why I must don't say like the pre-show, it's too complicated.
I don't know. You take a look at the comments of the Gaon here in Sivkat and Yud. Again, this is Anda Mechaber in Sivhei that basically quotes the Shitas of Gaonim, Lalacha. So Mechaber is Lashon HaRam, the way the Ram quotes the Gaonim. V'hu shete yehei makpedes alea ad shei rov sa'ara kasher nima nima. Says the Gaon in Os Yud, Kanal Ayin Rashi be'ervin daftalad mebeit yumaskel rubo. Shmamina v'afal gav derashi azli shitaso. Shepirish te'en chatzitz be'basar. Avotosel chalkam alav. So even though, why we bother by why is Rashi of concern to us? Rashi is l'shitaso that this say that chatzitz is only for the hair. Mikol makom b'zem modim rov aposkim l'Rashi. The Rov Seyar Bilchot Chotzeitz. But most Poskim agree to Rashi that Rov Seyar is Chotzeitz. So that sounds like the Me'iri that we started with, right? According to the Me'iri, min ha-Torah without the halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai, I would have assumed that you only have a chatzitza is a chatzitza b'kol aguf. And the halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai comes and knocks it down and says it's only a chatzitza if it's rov ha-makbid. So if according to Rashi, the Lachem Shem Sina is only talking about Seyar, so then Bebasar, where there's no Lachem Shem Sina of Chatzitza, then the default would have been that even Rubo HaMakbid is going to be a problem. Okay. So, why is it that min haTorah eino makbid is not chotzeis? Okay, because again, you have rechas b'sor b'mayim that tells you there's a din of chatzitza. Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai tells you that chatzitza is only berov ha-makbid. Seir d'Rabbanan even, or rov she'en ha-makbid, mi'ir ha-makbid. Right? So why is it that the starting assumption is that eino makbid is not a problem? So Rashi writes, in Sukkah, and daf vava mibes, ein makpid alav, havale kegufe, that if you have a chatzitza that you're not makpid on, it's considered part of the body, havale the ein sofo litlo, because you're not going to remove it. Ubatu lagabe, so it's considered like your body, because you're not going to remove it, and it's batal to the body, velo chiyitz. So it sounds like Eino Makbid is not a problem because you're not going to remove it, it's about to leave the body. If it's Makbid, it sounds like the problem is that you are going to remove it. And that's what the Rambam seems to say as well. Perek Aleph Mitzvos Halacha Yud Beis. Dvar Torah Im Hayadav Rechotzei Tzchofes Rova Adam Rova Kli Lo Asalan Tfilah. That chasis is a problem if you're makbid and you want to remove it. So ena makbid isn't a problem because you're not going to remove it, and makbid is a problem because you're going to remove it. And that's the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel in the Gemara there in Sukkah as well. Vav min beis makbid alav lahasira. Makbid alav lahasira. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, for Rashi and the Rambam, so what does
makbid
mean?
Makbid means that you're going to remove it.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was two
separate
things. That...
No, Rashi says two things, but they're related. Havale kegufo,
right.
Hol v'ein sofa lilo, ubatu lagabe. Since you're not going to remove it, it's considered part of your body. And makbid means that you are going to remove it.
And the Rambam also, when he says, if it's
makbid... V'hu sheyakbid alav
v'rotz alav
yiro. Okay. That you're, the peda is that you're going to remove it.
Right.
The Rebbeinu Chananel, makbid alav v'rotz alav yiro. The peda is that you're going to remove it. If you're going to remove it, it's not batal. If you're not going to remove it, it's batal. Okay. Rashi and Erevin says something else. Rashi and Erevin, Dalai Mabez, Tira Maskel Rubo, Rov Sa'aro, She'im Yeshba Dover Chotzeit, Kagon Dam Yavesh, Vidyo Vitit Yavesh, Vizefes Yavesh, O Shekasha Rubo Achas Achas, Umakbid Alav, Shemitztaer Alichluch Zesha Barosha, that he's bothered, or she's bothered, by. Here's he, by the dirt on his head. Again, Rashi's talking about hair. So here the emphasis isn't that you're going to remove it, but you're bothered by its presence. Mitzara luchluchzeh sheberosha. V'she'eno makbid alav have kegufo v'afagav dehave beruba lo chayitz. And if you're not makbid, so then not makbid would mean that you don't, it's not bothering you, you don't care that it's there, then it's considered kegufo. So that sounds like it's not totally necessarily on whether you're going to remove it or not, but on your kpeda, are you on the tsar? Is it bothering you that it's there? The Rashi and Sukkah emphasize that the kpeda is that you're going to remove it. Here there's no mention of removing it. It's that you're mitztayer about its presence. In the Mereshis Moshe, he points out in Siman Kuf Yud Ches that even the Rambam, you have language that reflects this other perspective as well. In the Hemshech the Rambam there, Perak Aleph Mifos Lach Yud Beis, there the Rambam writes Avalim Eino Makbid Alav. Velo sam oso alev. So first the Rambam says yakbid alav rosa lavira. Makbid means you want to remove it. But then he says im eina makbid alav. He doesn't say you don't want to remove it. It's eina makbid velo sam oso alev. It doesn't bother you that it's there. Now it could be doesn't bother you that it's there, and therefore he manages removing it. But that's a little bit of a different direction. Okay, so this is all these two perspectives on Makbid, either that you're going to remove it or it bothers you that it's there. So that's Rubo HaMakbid or even Miyad HaMakbid. But what about Rubo She'eno HaMakbid? And why is Midrabanan Rubo She'eno HaMakbid also a Chatzitza? Let's take a step back. Rashi writes on Rubo She'eno HaMakbid, Havi Kegufo, Gazra Rubo She'eno HaMakbid, Ho V'Havi Rov, V'Dambi B'Mikzas HaChatzitza D'Raisa. That the Chatzitza D'Raisa is Rov HaMakbid. Fine. And Makbid we define that you want to remove it or it's bothering you. Rubo She'eno HaMakbid, since it's a rove, even though you're in a Makbid, that's Doma B'Mikzas HaChatzitza D'Raisa, and that's why we're gozer on Rubo She'eno HaMakbid as well. V'al Mi'uto HaMakbid, Ho V'Dami Leil B'Hakpada, V'Gazru Lav Halacha Moshe B'Sinayhu, Elekzeiru Midrabanan, Ruba and Makbid l'chudeyu da'ava alacha moshe b'sinai. So these are, as long as it's doma b'miya to the halacha moshe b'sinai, either rosh ena makbid or mina makbid, that is usher midrabana. Okay, the Sidri Tara, in the end of Sifkatan Kaf, towards the end of Sifkatan Kaf Gimel, quotes the following from Tshuva Zichron Yosef Simen Yud. Midei Avri Eina Yuni, it's on page 168 in this edition, if you want to take a look, second column. Re'isa V'Tshuva Zichron Yosef Dvar Mashal Lo Yitachnu Be'Einai Zal. The Dikdik. The Eich Marbinan Mikol Besaro Besas Asarim Sheyuruuyin LeBias Mayim. That we learn out from Kol Besaro that the Besas Asarim has to be Roy LeBias Mayim. The Chigari Besas Asarim Telohavi Afilu Ayidei Tzirufam Yachad Rad Mir Haguf. So after all, all the Besas Asarim together are only a mir of the body. The Kaimelan Behilchasa, the Dafka Ruba Makbid Olav Chotzeitz, Velo Miuto Makbid. So, why do the Besas Asarim have to be Ru'in Labias Mayim, even if there is a Chatzis in all the Besas Asarim, that's still a Miyad of the whole body? So, how do you have Xeris Akasav that tells you that a Chatzis in the Besas Asarim is going to be a problem and has to be Ru'in Labias Mayim? But all the bases are together are a miyat of the body. A min haTorah, even if you're a makbid, if it's only a miyat, that's not a chatzitza. Minotaur only Rov Hamakbid is a Chatzitza. Or Mihalach Moshe Misina. Achei Nirali Lomar. Deroy Lebias Mayim Lechud V'Chatzitza Lechud. So Roy Lebias Mayim is not synonymous with a lack of Chatzitza. Devade Atam Deruba She'ena Makbid Amuto Amakbid She'ena Chatzitz Minotaur. Why is it that Ruba She'ena Makbid Amuto Amakbid is Minotaur fine? Mishum de osa dover hachotzeitz, kaven de ena rubo, o de ena makbidalav, mechshav kagufo, ubisara mamish. That even if there's a chatzitza, as long as it's either on a meat of the body, or you're not makbid, that's considered to be part of the body. The kaven de havi gufo mamish, harayesh kan bi esmayim al gufo mamish. So if it's considered to be part of the body, the buttle to the body, so it's considered that there's bi esmayim on the body. Because you have a chatzitza, the chatzitza is bottled to the body, the water goes over the chatzitza, that's considered that the water is going over the body. Ma she'enken v'kartza sifsa seha, o kafsa yadeha v'chi agavna, delamishim chatzitza sinan aleha, ela mishim she'ena mayim ru'uyin lavo l'sochan. But the case of Beis Astarim that the pasuk's coming to tell you is a problem, is that if you're going to close your eyes so that the water can get into your eyes, that's not a chatzitza. That's a different category of eneroi lebias mayim. The water can't get in. If I have a chatzitza on me to the body, so then that chatzitza is bottled to the body. And if I go into the mikveh, it's considered that even the area where the chatzitza is touching the water. That's roi lebias mayim. But if I close my eyes, so then that's not a chatzitza. That's a different category of eneroi lebias mayim. And that, because of the gzeres hakasiv, is going to be a problem. So min haTorah, a miut hamakbid or a rov she'ena makbid is not considered to be a chatzitza because that's considered batel to the body and that's still ra'ui roi lebias mayim. So the Sidrei Torah in this analysis is explaining that on a deraisa level, rov she'eino makbid and miut hamakbid are both the same. They're both considered to be that the chatzitza is batel to the body, even if it's a situation of makbid as long as it's only b'miut, even if it's rov as long as it's eino makbid, those chatzitzas are going to be batel to the body. And that's considered roi lebias mayim. You could have said otherwise. You could have said that if you have a chatzitza on a miut that you're makbid on, that that's not considered to be batel to the body. It's just batel. It's batel berov, meaning you say ruba kukula. As you could have said that if you have a miyah that you're makbid on, that in a chanami, you have part of the body that's subject to chatzitza, but since rov of the body is clean, then you say ruba kukula. When you go to the mikveh, it's considered that the whole body is immersing, is roi lebias mayim because of ruba kukula. Even if that chatzitza is not batel to the body there. So others say like that. The Mabit and Kiryas Sefer, they're mikvos, or Sameach as well, they assume that, no, there's a difference between, on a deraisa level, between a miut hamakbid and a rov she'ein hamakbid. They assume that if it's a rov she'ein hamakbid, then because it's ein hamakbid, it's bottled to the body. But if it's a miut hamakbid, the area where your makbid is not bottled to the body, but it's still subsumed under ruba kukula. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina whether if you have a miyur hamakbid, it's considered ruba kukula or it's considered to be bottled to the body? So let's say you have something that's not adhering to the body. Let's say you're wearing a ring. So the ring is miyat hamakbid. So you can't say that the ring is batal to the body because it's an independent entity. It's not adhering to the body. So it's not batal to the body like a standard stain or dried blood. So it's not going to be batal to the body, but if you're operating with the assumption that rubu kukulo, then you can still say rubu kukulo. That's not a miyut of the body. But even though that's a chatzitza, but rova of the body is chatzitza-less, and it's considered to be rova bias mayim because rubu kukulo. The Stipler in Taro Simen Nunches quotes this from Sefer Kulis Elyos that the heter of miyut she'ena makbid is only the heter of rubo she'eno makbid is only by something that adheres to the body. It's something you have to that could be considered to be batel to the guf.
Is that because of the concept of bias mayim?
So Evan agrees you need where the bias mayim. The question is how does that operate? If you're going to say ruba kukulo. So even if in this area it's not Rav L'Bias Mayim, but since Ro of the body is Rav L'Bias Mayim, Ruba Kukulo, let's consider that everything is Rav L'Bias Mayim. If you say that it's not operating with Ruba Kukulo, but if it's a Miyut, even though your Makbid is considered Batel to the body, so then even that which you're Makbidan can still be batel to the body. And therefore Riley B.S. Mayim.
Either way, it's
still going to be a good tefillah. Right, the question is, what's the lumdus behind it? I mean, the suggestion after me, if you have something that is not conceivably batel to the body, so if you're operating with ruba kukulo, it's still ruba kukulo. But if it has to be batel to the body, some things may not be batel to the body. And if you're makbid, even if it's on a miyut, maybe that would still be a problem.
So is there ever an afkamina?
In practice, yes, that's what the Stipler seems to suggest, that if you have something that you can't view as batel to the body, then maybe that's a problem even if it's a miyut, amakud. His example is the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Zayin, lulav inish lulav aboshana. So you can't stick a lulav into the hoshana. Because you can't stick an extra branch into your Hashanah with the lulav and the hadas ben arabos, even though what you're sticking in is probably a miyut she'eino makbid, but it's still going to be a chatzitza between the minim because it's not considered mechuber to the lulav. It's something else that's extraneous, and you can't say that it's batal. So if you have something like that that's extraneous that you can't say sbatal, he thinks that that might be an afkamina. The Ramah in the beginning of Kutsadi Chet, Samachet has the following. Mechaber writes, Tzricha shetitbo kol gufa bepam achas, lefika tzarech shelo yehela shim dover chotzeitz, afilu kol shu. Im derech b'nei adam lefam lehakbir olav chotzeitz, afilu me'enim apendis olav ata, afilu enim apendis olav le'olam, kemish yederech bo b'nei adam lehakbir olav chotzeitz. Im mechofer bo b'guf, afilu ein derech b'nei adam lehakbir olav chotzeitz. Says the Ramah, lechachila lo titbo afilu bedvar mish'enim chotzeitzin, zera otu dvar mechotzeitzin. Lechachila, you shouldn't be tavelas even by something that's not chotzeitz. That sounds like we saw halacha Moshe Sinai ruba hamakbid, midr abban ruba sheina makbid midr makbid. And then the Gemara says that midr sheina makbid, that's fine because that would have been gzeira l'gzeira. We don't make gzeira l'gzeiras. The Ramah sounds like even that's a problem. Lechachila, even something that's not chotzeitz, midr sheina makbid, still you shouldn't be tovel with that. Zera atu. Says the Taz, Sivkatan Dalid. The Had the Kasav Ramah Acher Kagzeira to Dvar Machosisim, Haino Afila Bimiyat. Hasam Ka'amar Lechachila, Avaldi Evid Logazrina Gzeo Gzeira. So in the Hanami, the Gemara addresses. The Gemara says, we're not Gozer Gzeo Gzeira. That would have meant to be Gozer Gzeo Gzeira that it's going to be problematic in the Evid. So the Ramah is only telling you a minute of l'chachila. So that's not a violation of Zeru L'Gzeira. To say that it would be a problem with B'di'evet, that would be Zeru L'Gzeira. But to say you should avoid l'chachila, that's not a violation of Zeru L'Gzeira, and that's an appropriate minute. What's the source of this Ramah? The Ramah is quoting a Shari Dura, a Ghost Shari Dura.
Do we say it's inappropriate to have a minhag of Zeru L'Gzeira?
Taz says
not.
It's not
like
Zera. No, I mean, even
B'diavad. I'm sorry?
Even B'diavad. What do you mean? In B'diavad, to be machmir for Zera, to have a menhag. The halacha, you can't say Zera, Zera. But a menhag is completely separate.
That's the question.
You're saying the reason it's okay is because it's only a chatchila.
Right.
But it's a menhag, so it shouldn't matter. It doesn't need to follow the same rules that you.
Well, if you had a minhag to disallow something given by the Eved, that essentially makes into a gzeira no?
But it's a minhag.
In practice.
Why? That would still be a problem?
I don't know.
The Taz says minhag lecharchila. That's the only reason that it's not a problem.
Yeah, right. I'm saying
even not. No, Yossi is asking why. So the source of this Ramah is a Hagos Shari Dura. Darkei Moshe quotes it in Oth Beis. So Rav Avadia quotes in Chela Gimel, page Vav, from the Tshuva Zera Emes, that the Shari Dura is talking about something else. Shari Dura is talking about if you have something that is loose-fitting, that doesn't adhere to the body, which technically isn't a chatzitza, that should be inadmissible, Zera Atu, something which is Mehudak. So his context is, you have something which is very loose on the body. It's not technically a chatzitza, but that you should disallow lest you come to allow a chatzitza that is mehudak to the body, that does it here. But the Shari Dura wasn't talking about a niyut she'ena makbid atu niyuta makbid. So Rav Avadia thinks that this line, the Ramah, l'chachila tippa l'afil b'dron she'ena chotzitzin, really belongs at the end of Sif Beis. Kasif Beis talks about certain chatzitza, certain pieces of jewelry that constitute a chatzitza. And the Mechaber concludes that if you have something that's loose, or if you have something that's loose, it's not a chatzitza. So to that, the Rama would add, l'chachila, lo titpol, even by something that's loose, onto something that's tighter. So Vadya thinks that the Rama never really meant to say that you have to be choshesh l'chachila from miyad she'en ha'machber. However, even if that was the Kavan of the Shari Dura, there are other Rishonim that seem to be clearer that there was such a minog to be machbir even on a Miyah Chayna Makbid. For example, Sefer Truma, Simon Kuftalid, Mikol Makom Regilasu Lahasirakol. Minog is to remove anything that could potentially constitute a chatzitza. Lashon Meiri Samach Vavam and Beis Diva Maskel Afal P. Lechachila Hitzricha Ledaktik Bakol. You have to be makbid on anything that potentially could be a chatzitza. It sounds like, even if it is a Miyah She'ena Makbid. So whether or not that was a Kavanas Hashari Dura, you do have other Rishonim that do seem to be a model for this Rama as well. And then the Rama does seem to be properly in place at the end of Sif Aleph, reflecting a minhag that existed that was recorded in other Rishonim of be makbid for any chatzitza, even a miyut she'ena makbid. Okay, so we'll stop here for today, and the Marmar comments I sent you should carry us for probably through next week. You saw in the schedule I sent out things are going to be a little complicated over the next few days, but tomorrow Dr. Wiebeck's